please listen carefully.
Well, hello world and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories. Yes, somehow, every single day of the week, the Optimist Daily finds positive news stories to share. And they are written by an amazing award-winning journalistic team, delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. Now, on a 5-day-a-week basis, you get to hear Christy and I talk about these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. How are you today, my dear?
I am doing fine. I was able to get my workout in, basically because I knew I had to get it in. How about you? Have you done that?
Yay! I did. I actually did it yesterday. I put Brennan into her playpen and filled it with probably too many toys, so she didn't know what to play with. But then I put it on and I got dressed and I jumped around like an absolute fool, realizing that it has also basically been 19 months since I've done a high interval training workout of any kind. The woman on the screen, we're doing this one on Amazon Prime by this woman named Maggie. And she's like so lithe and leaping all about. And as I'm sitting there like trying to get into my plank, I'm like lumbering down. I felt a bit like a grizzly bear attempting to do Pilates, but nonetheless, we did it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Tucker thought it was pretty funny. He was attacking my mat on the floor. He was trying to bite my hands as I was jumping around. When I get down on the ground, he wanted to get down with me. So it's pretty funny.
I thought about live streaming it because Brennan, she would get really joyous when I would jump up and she would scream, but she didn't understand what was happening.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not going to post that. All right. Well, how else are you doing, Summers?
I'm pretty good. I, as you know, have been sort of layering on health and wellness strategies for the last 4 weeks, and I have taken on meditation. I am on day 3 of a 21-day meditation, and I have this very interesting experience. As many of you know, I live in a politically divided household, and my husband and I have very deeply divisive values and experiences with politics and the news. Now, actually, when I was first applying for the opportunity to work with the Optimist Daily, our impact investor was totally confounded by the idea that I could have been married to somebody who was so opposite of me, and would that make me an appropriate person to lead this company? And I argued, as I continue to argue, that in fact, yes, it does, because I think it's very important that we have insight into all perspectives. And that's part of optimism, is being optimistic enough to recognize that perspectives are all of value. I will say there is also peace at home that one must maintain. And part of doing that, you kind of have to shut off your brain, right? You shut off the reactive or explosive parts of your brain that when you hear something that you just don't agree with, instead of reacting, you might absorb or deflect, which is quite often what we do. I know that there are a lot of people in divided homes that have this experience. Well, I've had kind of an interesting unveiling as I've gotten back into meditation, that it's almost stimulated that lioness fighter side of my brain. And meditation certainly gives peace, but it also anchors to sense of self. So I am struggling right now because my sense of self is a bit in conflict. And this morning, there was a news story about a police officer who saved a child in Palmdale who was choking. And my husband made some comment about, oh, I thought all cops were bad. And I kind of blew up at him. I was like, stop being an insolent child. I acted very much aggressively because I was just so sick of his defensive reaction to Black Lives Matter. And so I am okay, but I'm also in a little bit of an elevated sense of conflict right now. That's where I'm at.
Okay, well, that's where you're at. And I think that a lot of people are in that state of mind right now. It's a challenging period. I mean, in addition to being in enclosed quarters for, 10 weeks at this point, 100 days, close to 100 days that we've been basically in our homes, and the pandemic is still going on. In fact, there's news reports every day now about some areas of the country which are experiencing higher rates of infection than before, and that's a little frightening. They don't have a real treatment plans for it. It's a little bit scary there. There's serious reckoning with our racial history, our racial present, and those protests that are continuing to go on. We're seeing that in the headlines. And you and I are both in the media business where we are looking at the stories that are out there. We're trying to reframe them so that we can see where the solutions are, where the silver linings and the possibilities, but we're still very connected to the news. And I think it's kind of a pressure cooker. So it's no surprise that this tension is coming out in different ways. And the fact that you are trying to take yourself seriously and get back in touch with your inner core, of course, I think that's an interesting observation, that it's harder to shut down parts of your reaction when you are trying to be open to your whole self.
Yeah.
And that shut down, sort of the turned off parts of your brain are reawakening. And then it's hard to just swallow the negativity that's coming at you, especially when you're in a at-home situation like that.
Right.
So I get it. Well,
you've kind of been down this road a little bit.
I have. And, you know, I have my own tensions within my household. What I've come to is that my life doesn't make as much sense right now because I don't have the outlets of my extended group of family and friends. I'm not interacting with people that I normally would. I can count on one hand the people outside of my small household that I've actually had a hug with in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm a person who really enjoys physical contact and hugging my friends and even people who are not my acquaintances. I'm a hugger. I don't know. And that's something that I feel gives me a lot of positive feeling, right? And
yeah.
So we're just all going through that. And that's one of the reasons that I chose for my lead story today, the article that's focusing on Johns Hopkins offering a free online course in psychological first aid.
And okay, it's, we'll get to the Optimist Daily.
I know. But I think this is so important for us to think about. And what this course is doing is just helping us all become better listeners, better friends. It's not teaching anybody to become a therapist or a social worker, but it does give you a few tools so that I can sit here and listen to you and I can hear your struggle and your pain. And instead of reacting to you with my own triggered struggle and pain, I can just be here and listen to you. I have some tools. I can ask you a few questions. This is psychological first aid for people who are going through a moment of crisis. And we all are doing it in different cycles right now. So today I'm doing better. You're struggling. Yesterday it was me who was struggling and you were doing better. And that's how we can show up for each other when the world is feeling stressful. And for right now, the entire world is going through this. But in other times, like if there's a forest fire, then people who are going to be directly affected by that are going to have this intense need. If there's a death in somebody's family, they're going to need their friends and their community members to show up for them in a different kind of way. And we can all be better friends, better support structures for each other through just understanding that when people are going through stress, they're going to not be their best selves and we can figure out how to listen better.
Yeah, there was recently a study that I saw a headline on local news this morning about Americans being the least happy they have been, I think, in years. But it comes as no surprise. Right.
Comes as no surprise. I think that it was Americans are less happy than they've ever been since they started doing this study, which was in the 70s. So yeah. It's like the 50-year low in quality of life reporting on I feel happy.
What I will say is that opportunities like the emotional first aid that Johns Hopkins is offering, you know, which is just like a very basic, simple course to watch, you commit to engaging, and it's very digestible chunks. Between that, other tools. And I got to put a plug in here, the Optimist Daily. This is how we're going to get ourselves out of this emotional slump. I actually made a shortcut. It sounds ridiculous that I didn't already have this, but I made a shortcut to the Optimist Daily Today's Solutions page on my phone this morning, just on my home screen. So right there next to email, Facebook, Twitter, and there's an Optimist Daily logo that I just click on and it takes me immediately to the Today's Solutions because I am going to make a commitment that that will be what I read before I hit social media. And it does help when we are dealing with mass emotional instability and mass depression and mass concern. And this is something that we talk about a lot at the Optimist Daily, is that the world is really dark right now, but there are a lot of bright lights. So being an active listener and a better friend and being there for one another, as well as sharing these tools. I love this tool and I love this story.
The other thing about learning how to be a better listener for others is you can learn how to have a little compassion for yourself. And I think that's another thing we all have to really keep in the front of our minds is to give ourselves space to have the reactions that we have, but then take that pause, like what you're doing with your meditation practice that you're doing now. Like I'm doing with my yoga and my writing and now my new morning workout. You know, it's just taking those breaths and getting back in touch with what feels right for each of us. But it's easy to forget that when things are really stressful.
Well, there is another fun tool that is being used online. This is the headline that I chose. So there were a lot of really great articles today, and it was difficult to pick, but the lead article on the Optimist Daily today is how K-pop fans lead a virtual protest for racial justice. Now, basically what happened was K-pop fans co-opted racist hashtag movements like White Lives Matter, White Life Matters, White Out Wednesday. They co-opted them by using those hashtags and flooding Twitter with fan cams or fan edited videos of K-pop stars singing, dancing, and serving looks. So basically, they completely co-opted that hashtag and took it from being an opportunity for expanded racism. And certainly White Lives Matter is a terrible hashtag because it is not acknowledging or respecting the fact that Black Lives Matter is about a movement and systemic racism. And instead, they turned it into something that was really fun, really entertaining, and also just took it out of circulation. They didn't stop with just the hashtag manipulation. They actually used iWatchDallas, which was a tool that the Dallas police had created to upload videos and photos in order to report illegal activity from the protests. They flooded iWatchDallas with the same types of videos and content. The Dallas Morning News, you know, said this was a mass prank. It obviously disrupted the ability of iWatchDallas to identify members of the protests. And it's an interesting story, both because of the co-opting of the racist hashtags, but also the way that a tool that the police were using to perhaps be more aggressive in prosecuting protesters was also taken offline. This isn't random. K-pop fans have been heavily based in this kind of movement, basically from the 1990s all the way to Gangnam Style, which is a video I'm sure you guys, as soon as I say it, now you're going to have that in your head for the whole day. But this virtual activism is fantastic. I really loved this virtual activism story.
K-pop's influenced by the new Jack Swing style. But anyway, that's all the details there. You can find them in the article. The thing that I love about this is the lightness that comes out sometimes when we're dealing with really heavy issues, and the creativity and the sort of creative use of new technology to address big issues, big problems. And I think K-pop fans are mostly in the younger set, which is why they're social media natives, they're digital natives. They really understand how these tools work. So for them to be a countervailing force against white nationalism is just, it's wonderful. Anyway, I just say thanks for making this your lead story, because this is something that you and I had talked about a few weeks ago, and we realized we hadn't featured a story on the Optimist Daily. So I'm glad that the writers picked it up today.
Absolutely. I think there are some other great stories today. Colorado is passing statewide reforms. Pupils in the need will be offered free internet to study online. A ski town in New Hampshire hosts a unique socially distanced graduation. A great story about proposed California bill making cosmetic products safer for all. I know that one of our team members at the Optimist Daily and our partner organization, the World Business Academy, has been really doing a tremendous amount of research in that. So keep an eye out for an article from Lauren coming up in the future, diving deeper into that. What else do we have?
There's an innovative tree growing method, which is seeing tiny urban forests pop up across Europe from the environment section. Then, of course, there's one of my favorites, the space story. The headline is, anyone out there? Our galaxy may host more alien life than we thought.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pick this one so you could talk about your neighbors.
I know. It was a tough choice. The other one that I almost picked was about a beetle that lives near volcanoes that has inspired new eco-friendly cooling material from the technology section. And that's about it. But there's so many great things to go on to the Optimist Daily, Today's Solutions, and check out everything. Summers, I think that's it for our day.
I think that is it for our day. We've got to get to our stakeholder meeting. Hey, there's one more thing I want to kind of roll out that I'm going to be announcing in the stakeholder meeting today, Christy. But we are on a hunt for emissaries this summer, and we're going to do a summer emissary campaign with the goal of having 2020 new emissaries this summer. It's a lofty goal, but I think we can accomplish it. And what that's going to do is keep our team funded, keep our award-winning writers funded, as well as continue to give us the opportunity to share positive solutions. Thank you all for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And just to reiterate, underscore what Summers was asking, please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com or encourage your friends and family to become emissaries or gift them the benefit of being an emissary. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism, be a part of the solution-changing consciousness, and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Summers, thank you so much. And Amelia, sorry for the mess-ups today.
Amelia is like the most masterful editor ever. She makes us so smart. Love you guys all. Everybody have a great day. Stay sane. Go work out. Pet a dog. Talk to you tomorrow.